Vermont's only nuclear power plant has continued to operate without approval from state regulators since last March. The Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission had extended the plant's license for 20 years, but the Vermont legislature had blocked the State Public Service Board from renewing the required state permit. Last January, a federal judge ruled that the nuclear plant could continue to operate under the NRC licensing. The state of Vermont appealed. Lawyers from each side had 15 minutes each to present their case before the appeals court on Monday. Attorney David Frederick argued for the state of Vermont, and Kathleen Sullivan represented Entergy, the company that owns Vermont Yankee. Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna, who traveled to Manhattan to observe the proceedings, says Vermont's attorney general made a good decision in hiring outside counsel to argue the appeal for the state.
The arguments were excellent on both sides, and I can't say that either side did a better or worse job. They both did a really very good job. David Frederick focused on the Supreme Court case of Pacific Gas and Electric and said that the court cannot do what Judge Murtha did, which is go through the legislative record and cherry-pick statements by legislatures. And here's where I think that it was well worth to hire someone like David Frederick to do the job. Frederick, for the first time, articulated a theory that if Vermont Yankee went bankrupt and decided to just pack it up and go home, that the state of Vermont would be left having to pay for the cleanup and the spent nuclear fluorides and all the waste that would go along with that. Because of that, the state still had a significant economic interest. Kathleen Sullivan's reply to that was that if that were to happen, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission regulates in this area, and there's a decommission fund, and that, again, is just pretext for what was an overwhelming concern about safety.
Vermont Energy Partnership spokesman Guy Page, a supporter of continued operations, was among the Vermonters watching the court arguments.
They restated the arguments that were made in the Brattleboro trial in the lower court decision. The Vermont Yankee lawyer made a very telling point that even though the language used in the anti-Vermont Yankee laws that have been passed over the last few years didn't specifically mention safety, the public discussion, the comments of the legislators themselves as they were talking about the bills, all show very clearly that concern for safety was the driving force in this legislation. And that's very important because safety is the sole responsibility of the federal government.
Guy Page says the judges asked pointed questions of both lawyers.
There was some very interesting Q&A. The state's lawyer was saying that lower court judge J. Garvin Murtha, who ruled on the federal district court, should have used the plain reading of the state's laws to guide his decision. And one of the judges interrupted and said, now, wait a minute. The federal case law in this and the Supreme Court's decision have never said, don't look at the intent of the legislators as opposed to just the plain reading.
Cheryl Hanna says she overheard Vermont's attorney general comment that there were more questions from the court that made him happy than made him cringe.
I think that's right. The court was entertaining the state's arguments seriously. In other words, they were listening to what the state had to say. Now, whether or not that's ultimately going to be enough to have them reverse Judge Murtha, we'll see. But I certainly think that the state is probably happy that there was some willingness to rethink those arguments.
It is unknown when the appeals court will issue a decision. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.